This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last few visits, I shared how at the reception of our grandson's recent marriage, I shared a few truths from Colossians 3, 12 through 17. I pointed out that since they were chosen by God, they were to be channels through which God's Spirit could manifest His fruit. As this happens, they should let Christ's peace monitor the health of their relationship, much like a referee monitors a game. If they study God's Word and encourage each other to follow it, they will enjoy their marriage and find it natural to give God thanks for His goodness and worship Him with songs of praise. When all of these characteristics of a healthy marriage are experienced and expressed in the daily adventure of life, they will do what Paul says in verse 17, "Whatever you do, whatever in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." With that said, I prayed for God's blessing on the food and reception and pronounced a blessing over them as a couple. Since they chose this portion of Scripture to be included in their wedding ceremony and wanted me to elaborate briefly on it, I'm confident God is going to use them in a special way in the days to come. And my prayer will be that as God has worked to make them who they are, chosen to be His children and chosen to be united and become one flesh, many will be drawn to follow their example by seeking a relationship with God themselves. Only God knows the ultimate impact and outcome of their union, but my expectations are great. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.